Nolan. I'm pretty tired while dragging Michael to the car. The quivering lump of human is entirely dead weight. He hasn't said anything, even when I made Cora swallow my cum in front of him. This pleases me. It means he believed my threats. I never wanted to be one of those serial killers who don't have the gift of menace. It was easy to be one of the sulking, greasy losers who killed people to lash out at a world that didn't understand them. There were plenty of those. I held myself to a different standard. I wanted to be something that transcended television screens, something heinous to blight the eye of an entire world. Michael gets to be a part of that, and I am so, so pleased. Things have accelerated, going far beyond what I was prepared for. I was going to plan for years. Years, can you believe it? All that waiting, all the planning, all that Natalie, and for what? Why not just rip the mask off and bite into the world now? It was going to end badly. It was always going to end badly, either in death or a cell. A cell. Oh, a cell. I had to be careful to avoid the cell. An image flashes of iron bars in my head, and I recoil from it in disgust. My boredom rips at me even now. A cell will unravel me. I have to have so many bodies. The dream of the house resurfaces. They need to pull up the floorboards of my life, my career, and find bodies, twisted and mangled. Michael will be in the basement. Michael in the foundations. Michael in neat little pieces, stuffed under the staircase. He's heavier than I expected. I drag him easily through the kitchen, his flesh gliding smoothly across the gleaming tile floor. I prop the door to the garage open with a blue bag of rock salt and pull him down the small staircase, his head clunking and lolling around as it jostles down each step. Keys. I lean him against the back bumper of his car. His eyes flutter and his mouth twitches. I flick his nose, and he startles awake.
What? Where are your keys? Why would I tell you?
I squeeze his face between my fingers. I'm going to eat your fucking liver.